Here's how to get recruited. This is the Athletic Scholarship Podcast, episode number 146. Welcome to the Summer Prep Podcast series of the Athletic Scholarship Podcast. I'm John Fugler. I can say that five times real fast. I am your athletic scholarship coach. I'm a dad of two scholarship athletes and also the CEO of Recruit Me. I'm a podcaster, author, and speaker. And I got to admit, I'll be honest with you, I've got notes everywhere. I've got Post-its. I've got my iPad here. I've got a story I want to tell you, and I hope I can get it all in so it's cohesive. But the topic today is how to get recruited. Here's how. I say here's how because I've got an example for you, a real life story that encouraged me so much. Looking forward to getting into that with you. Hey, want to let you know, coming up, as I mentioned, we're in the Summer Prep Podcast series. Well, I get a series starting in June called the Summer Podcast Series. Yeah, Summer Recruiting Podcast Series starting in June. This is a critical time of the year, and I want to walk you through it. I don't want you to get lazy. I don't want you to go on vacation. I want you to remember this. Summer is key. And it's because every sport is out of season. Every sport is recruiting. So it doesn't matter what sport you're in. Here's your opportunity. I want you to maximize the summer. While you're out of school, you can accelerate your recruiting experience and you can gain ground quickly if you do the right things this summer. And I'll be introducing those and walking you through this summer. If you have any questions for me, by the way, about recruiting as it pertains to the summer and how you can maximize it, go ahead and email me at john@recruitme.com. john@recruitme.com. And I'll go ahead and respond to you and maybe use your question on the show. I think it's a good opportunity to be able to share with more than one person. Your question is probably the question of many others. Hey, will you do me a favor? Would you give me a review on iTunes? At least rate the show. I would love for you to do that. I need to really rack up some reviews here. I checked and it's been a while. I want to keep it fresh. You may have found this podcast because somebody else gave reviews and iTunes promoted it, or you saw that, hey, this has got some good reviews. I want to listen. Well, come on, let's share it with other people. It's very easy on the Apple Podcast app. You scroll down. And you scroll down to the show, and there's a place there where you can leave your rating and review. And I really would appreciate it if you would do that. Thank you so much. The story today, it kind of hits close to home because it comes from an athlete who has been competing at the very same high school our twin sons competed at and our daughter competed at. You may not be aware, our daughter played softball, and as I mentioned, our sons played baseball. Our daughter was not only a good athlete, but also she was a great vocalist and musician, and she's doing that these days. But we go to California. We go to a small town of 40,000 people, and I love this story because it shows you that even though you're from a small town, you can still get recruited if you do the right things. The town is San Luis Obispo. It's San Luis Obispo High School. In fact, this town is so small, just one high school. Just one high school. It's not really on the way to anywhere. When our kids were growing up and we hit the road, we hit the road. Tournaments were a long ways away. We would travel 2, 3, 4 hours or more, even going out of state because we were in a small town. We were 4 hours from San Francisco, 4 hours from LA, about 3 hours from Fresno. We had to travel. You know, we had to go out and take the initiative if we wanted coaches to see our kids. I say that because you may be in the same situation. It's not a hindrance. You just have to work a little harder. The person I want to talk to you about here and his story, which is so encouraging, his name is Wills Guy. Wills Guy. And the story comes from the San Luis Obispo Tribune, if you want to check it out, just last week. It says that his path to Division I baseball wasn't marked with scouts filling the bleachers or being offered a spot on a college team as an underclassman as it was with some of his teammates. Even from the small town, he had teammates that were offered scholarships. It started with an email, but it wasn't a school trying to recruit him. it was the other way around. The San Luis Obispo High School senior knew he wanted to continue playing baseball, and not just at any level. He had his sights set on Division I, and he knew his best shot was to play for an Ivy League school. So, his opportunity came after Guy was accepted to Cornell University for applied mathematics. He emailed the Cornell coach and made his case. Guy says this, "He told me it wasn't possible since you kind of have to be seen first." He didn't go to any many showcases, at least none that Cornell attended, the article says. So here we have it. This is really out-of-the-box stuff, isn't it? While he played club baseball over the summer, he didn't get much visibility. But after talking to Guy and seeing his stats, the Cornell coach reconsidered. "He told me he didn't want to get off the phone with me," Guy recalled. "He said that he thought about it again, and he said, I'm exactly the kind of player you're looking for." Guy was offered a guaranteed spot, which he took, and he's on his way to Cornell, where he'll compete next year. He had other teammates, as I mentioned, going to Division I schools, Cal Poly, Arizona State, Washington, great baseball schools. And again, this is a town of 40,000 people. There's one high school. You have to travel a lot if you want to be seen. And yet, on this one team, four players going to D1 schools. I encourage you, don't give up. You can overcome what you see are obstacles. They can be overcome. I need to do a whole podcast on overcoming some of these obstacles. But this is a great story. Will's story is pretty awesome. I want to go through some things that we learn from this. Lessons that you can learn as you get ready this summer to really hit it hard in recruiting. Okay, we'll do that. First of all, though, I want to give you the playbook tip of the week before we get into tips from Will's story. And the tip of the week, you know, you get these online questionnaires that you fill out. I mean, it takes a long time to fill them out as you go to any site and you fill it out for the coach and every little detail is on there. But let me read to you from page 70 of the Athletic Scholarship Playbook. And here's what I say. Every questionnaire you receive or see online will be slightly different. You'll go crazy if you have to fill out a different one for dozens of schools. Instead of filling out this many custom questionnaires, a better way is to create your own completed one-page questionnaire. And that's your Athletic Scholarship Playbook Tip of the Week. And there's more on that. I want to throw that in because it may provide a shortcut for you. It certainly has for families that I've worked with. The Athletic Scholarship Playbook. Oh, I wanted to mention also that the playbook in audio form, a lot of people getting the audio is available free from Audible. Here's how you do that. You just go and you go to my website, recruitme.com, and you can go to my resources page. Just click on the resources page, and there's a link there. If you click that link to get the audiobook, all you got to do is sign up for a free one-month trial for Audible, and you get to choose a book, any book. And you can choose this one, the Athletic Scholarship Playbook. If you want to choose a Harry Potter book, I guess you could do that. But why don't you choose the playbook, and you can get it for free. You can listen to it, parent and athlete together, and listen to it over and over again, talk about it. You can stop the recording, have discussion, that type of thing. There are discussion questions in the playbook at the end of each chapter. You can stop it, talk about it, and continue to plan your strategy. But the free Athletic Scholarship Playbook from Audible, I'll also have a link in my show notes to that. I wanted to mention something else, another resource that is free. I forgot to mention at the outset of the program, before we get to the lessons learned from Will's story, another free resource that I've recorded is a video. It's a recruiting masterclass, step by step to your athletic scholarship dream. If you haven't viewed it yet, please do so. Again, you go to my resources page. There's a lot of good stuff there, but the link to this video is there as well. And you can listen to it. You can watch it. You can talk about it. You can go back and watch it again, take notes. This is really important. It's a free masterclass, step-by-step to your athletic scholarship dream. And I hope you'll go and watch that. There you go, a couple free resources for you. Let's get back to Will's story and the lessons learned that I'd love to just cement in your mind as you get ready for the summer. And lesson number one is there's no formula. Well, there is kind of a formula, but there's not always a formula. I promote a step-by-step approach, and I really urge you to do that. It keeps you cohesive. It keeps you from getting too complex, keeps you from getting lost. It gives you a path. So develop your step-by-step process. I've got it, of course, on the masterclass. But there really is no formula. There's some guidelines. There's some basics when it comes to recruiting. But in Will's case, the coach didn't even see him play and yet offered him a spot on the team at Cornell. He emailed him, which is the second point. Take the initiative. I love the way the article said, it started with an email, but it wasn't a school trying to recruit him. It was the other way around. Wills emailed the coach. I'm sure it was a personal email. It sounds like he didn't have a lot of schools that he was contacting. He had a few in mind, which is always risky, but he took the initiative. He sent the email. And I bet you, as we read through this article, you know, it wasn't the coach wasn't impressed right away. He wasn't interested yet. Wills kept going. And that's the third thing we learn from this. Keep pushing. Make a pest of yourself. I mean, not in a bad way, but sell yourself to these coaches. Have some heart in this. You got to keep pushing. If you take the initiative, as Wills did, and you get a no for an answer, as Wills did, and you walk away from it, as Wills didn't, then you'll never know what could be. Wills kept pushing. He believed he could compete on this team. He believed that this was the place that he should go and compete at. And he went for it. In fact, he went ahead and got accepted at the school first and just kept pushing and pushing and pushing. And I'm not sure what went on in the conversation with the coaches. I'm not sure what the coach saw. I'm sure he saw a video or two. But the lesson here is keep pushing. So lesson number one, there's no formula, although there are guidelines and you can't just do a hit and miss thing. Will's had a plan here. You got to have a plan. Sometimes and oftentimes it doesn't fit the formula that most schools use in recruiting. This didn't fit the formula, but it worked. Wills was playing a position that the coach and that team really was recruiting for, and he saw something in Wills as a person and as an athlete. So there is no formula. Second thing, take the initiative. Keep pushing is the third point. And then the fourth thing, which is vital. This fourth point is something that it's easy for me to say, but oftentimes it's difficult to follow through on, especially in this up and down world of recruiting. And that is the fourth thing, is to have hope. Have hope. Wills, I'm sure, lost hope somewhere along the way, yet he was driven. He was a great athlete, and he used his drivenness as an athlete to drive himself as he pursued the athletic scholarship. So much of what you know and you've learned and you've internalized and you do as you compete transfers over to your athletic scholarship and recruiting experience. And one of those things is hope. When you go out and compete, you're hoping that you're going to win, or you're going to do well, or you have a specific goal in mind. You have hope. Hope drives you. You need hope in this recruiting experience. So have hope. Wills showed us how to get recruited. He showed us that there's no formula. He showed us that you take the initiative. He showed us that you keep pushing. And he showed us that we need to have hope. You can go back and read Will's story in the Tribune. The little bit more in there, it's from May 10th. And I encourage you to take seriously these 4 points on how to get recruited. And a real-life example, it's not just theory, but it works. Well, we'll talk to you again next week. I have the opportunity tonight, as a matter of fact, to see my Dodgers play. One of my sons lives in Tampa, and he's got tickets for the Dodgers-Rays game tonight. And I'm looking forward to it. And as far as I know right now, Kershaw is pitching. So this is kind of cool. Father and son experience, and maybe even a grandchild coming too. We'll see. But get a chance to go see my Dodgers play tonight. But I wanted to make sure I got this recorded and got it set for you. And until next week, God bless you. Have a great week.